Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Petri one, the Petri family, a family that took time to bring you good wine, invites you to listen to Dr. Watson tell us another exciting adventure he shared with his old friend, that master detective Sherlock Holmes. And you know something? I had an adventure tonight I wish you could have shared with me. I had a steak about, an inch and a half thick, tender and juicy. With it, I had a glass of Petri California Burgundy. Now, there's a combination, steak and Petri Burgundy. That Petri Burgundy is a perfect mealtime wine. It's rich red wine that's hearty and full of flavor. And you don't think Petri wine is the only, it's only good with steak. No, sir. You can guzzle it right from the bottle. During the Great Depression, Petri wine was my only friend. It got me through the long, cold days and nights roaming the streets, scavenging garbage bins for food. A swig or two from that delicious Burgundy was the only thing that kept me from ending it all. Serve it proudly, because the name Petri is the proudest name in the history of American bootleggers. And now, I know Dr. Watson is waiting for us, so let's go in and join him.
Come in!
Good evening, Dr. Watson.
Good evening. Come in and join me by the fire.
Thanks, Doctor. Quite a nip in the air. Oh,
yes, indeed, there is.
Well, Doctor, what exciting story do you have for us tonight?
Ah, well, I remember it. It was during the war, and I was on leave in a little town just outside of Afghanistan, and I cut myself into a bit of a kerfuffle. I met this young girl, and well, one thing led to another. But the funny thing was, I thought she was 19, but as it turns out, she was...
yes. Doctor, I was talking about your adventures with Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, of course. Will you know them for another time? It was the year of our Lord, 1892, and was it 93? Isn't it always 1895?
Yeah.
1984? No, I know I bother trying to date these things. Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away. It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
No.
I have it. It was a dark and stormy night. Now that's original. Well, whatever. It was sometime after the tragic incident at the Rickenbach Falls. The place with the brilliant light of Sherlock Holmes was extinguished by the dark shadow of Professor Moriarty. I remember it vividly. The roar of the water, the struggle, and then nothing. My dear friend was gone. The world was deprived of the greatest detective ever known. But little did I know that this was only the beginning. Just look at these newspapers. It's madness. I tell you, Holmes is still cold in his grave, and London is overrun with crime. The criminals have grown bold in his absence.
Hey, Dr. Watson, it's dreadful. I miss Mr. Holmes's violin playing, even if it did sound like a cat being strangled at times. Who would have thought that dreadful Professor Moriarty would succeed? The streets aren't safe anymore.
We must find a way to restore order. Entire criminal underworld is celebrating his death. Without Holmes to keep them in check, we've lost control.
Without Holmes, there's no one they fear.
What are we to do, Inspector?
A brilliant idea!
Oh, yes?
No, that's what we need, a brilliant idea.
If only the villains believed that Mr. Holmes was still alive.
Still alive? Why if...
You have something, Lestrade?
Desperate times call for desperate measures, Doctor. I need to get back to Scotland Yard. I'll be in touch.
What, Mr. Odd?
Employ an actor to impersonate Sherlock Holmes. It's psychological warfare. If the criminals think Holmes is alive, they'll be scared off.
But actors, narcissistic, fame-seeking, neurotic, aren't they the most reliable bunch?
True. But it's a madhouse out there, Gregson. Murderers, thieves, pickpockets. Even the chief had his toupee nicked.
Chief Superintendent Kojak?
Who loves you, baby?
Well, must do something before London collapses into chaos. But where do we find these actors?
We'll hold auditions. Theaters are full of actors who kill for a role like this. All right, people, all right. You are here to portray the great Sherlock Holmes. Your mission? To terrify the criminal underbelly of London into submission. Do you have what it takes?
You all have your numbers. Please stay backstage until you're called. We'll see you one at a time. Actor number one, you are up.
I'm up, am I? You flat-footed tosser, toffee-nosed git, absolute pullock. Your mother was a hamster and your father smelled of elderberries.
What is the meaning of this? What are you doing?
Sorry, Governor. Is this not the audition for Sherlock Holmes insulting detective?
That's consulting detective. Next!
He's looking at you, Watson.
Next!
Frankly, Watson, I don't give a damn.
Next!
My mama always said the clues are like a box of chocolates.
Next!
What? Mr. Moriarty, you sit around here and you spin your webs and you think the whole world revolves around you.
Next!
Go ahead, Moriarty, make my day.
Next!
The game sure is on foot there, watch it.
Next!
Just one more question.
Next!
Stella!
Next!
Adrian!
Next!
Hasta la vista, baby!
Next!
I'll be back!
Next!
Say hello to my little friend!
Next!
You talking to me?
Next!
My precious!
Next!
All right, Mr. DeMille, I am ready for my closing.
Next!
You can't handle the truth!
Next! All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll be in touch. Constable, please show them out.
This is open.
Excuse me, inspectors. Why not ask that bloke in the news?
What's that, Constable?
It's right here in today's paper. The entertainment section. I circled it.
Gypsy Rose does scandalous fan dance at the burlesque house in London's West End?
Sorry, the other one.
Right. Famous American actor stops in London at the Royal Victoria Theatre for 5 sold-out shows portraying the great detective Sherlock Holmes.
What do you think, Inspector?
Constable, I think you should get us some tickets to the theatre.
Right, Inspector. The tickets are sold out at the Royal Vic, though. But I can get us into the burlesque.
Miss Fraud, I did just realize I received your message to come to the British Museum. Oh, what happened?
It's a right mess, Doctor. A robbery in broad daylight. The thieves made off with priceless diamonds and jewels. No clues, no witnesses. It's a confounding puzzle. And without Holmes, we're rudderless.
Holmes is truly one of a kind. I really wish you were here to guide us.
And here I am. Elementary, my dear Watson.
Holmes, you're alive!
Oh, my. I'm sorry to shock you like that, Doctor. I just thought that if we could fool you, then our plan would be successful.
What plan?
It is I, Sherlock Holmes.
Holmes, you're alive! Oh!
Oh, stop that.
Sorry.
I thought I saw Holmes. He was alive.
This is an actor.
Actor? Well, what's going on?
Well, we thought that if we could get someone to impersonate Holmes, well, then
you would scare the criminal world into submission.
Yeah, so we hired an actor.
You employed the greatest actor on the stage of the century. I, William Gillette, producer, writer, director, have amazed millions with my portrayals of Lear, Hamlet, Richard III, Lady Macbeth.
Don't ask.
I've been playing Johnson too much. Now, this shall be my greatest achievement, to step off the stage and play a real-life person in the real world.
Ha, I see.
American.
Oh, yeah.
I've made a living portraying the great detective on stage. Fear not, good gentlemen. I shall crack this crime post-haste. I've never failed to solve the case in the final act. The game's afoot, Watson.
How can I help, Gillette?
Holmes. You know my methods, Watson.
He's a method actor.
Don't worry, friends. Even an actor can deduce a thing or two. Now, Lestrade, where exactly did the robbers take place?
Right there, an empty display case. Priceless jewels gone without a trace.
Hello. Here's something interesting. Look here. The latch is broken from the inside. This was an inside job.
By Jove, you might be onto something.
Elementary.
Don't say it.
Let's see. A footprint. Slightly smudged. A clue.
How did I miss that?
The thief left a trace of mud with a distinct footprint. Note the pattern, Inspector. Only one cobbler in all of London makes such a sole. We are dealing with an extraordinary arrogance and poor taste in shoes.
Incredible, Holmes. Whoever.
Shh!
What the?
The thief is closer than we think.
Someone shot an arrow at Gillette.
There's no trace of a shooter. Gillette?
They caught him in the shoulder.
Who would shoot an actor?
Everybody's a critic.
Don't worry, little chap. I'll get you patched up. Here, drink this brandy.
Is that Paintry wine brandy?
Not now, announcer. We're in the middle of the story.
Will he be all right?
It's just a flesh wound.
Yes, it's a wound in my flesh, and it hurts like the dickens. It's a far, far better thing than I do with it. I've ever done.
You strike, but there's a note attached to this arrow.
This is not the way they send fan mail in America.
What does it say?
Stop this charade or else. And it's signed Sherlock Holmes.
What?
Okay, that's my cue to exit stage left. You'd better tell the audience I will not be back for the next act.
Blimey, has the ghost of Sherlock Holmes come back to seek revenge?
It is Holmes' handwriting, but this is impossible.
That's it. Acting is becoming too dangerous. I'm retiring. I need to find a new profession.
I understand your apprehension, Mr. Gillette. That was a close shave.
A close shave? Yes! That gives me an idea!
Did what, Lestrade? After what happened with Gillette, how could you hire more actors to impersonate Holmes?
I know it was a risk, Doctor, but the plan was working at first.
Yes, the newspapers are reporting that there are sightings of Sherlock Holmes all over London. They also say he's been found dead.
We are at our wit's end. Not only do we have no clue as to who is murdering the imposters, but we don't know how he's doing it. That's why I've called you here to the London morgue. I need your advice as an experienced physician.
All right, Inspector. But, Brad, I'm confused by these medical reports. They seem to be saying that all these deaths occurred from heart attacks. That can't be a mere coincidence.
It's as if they all died of fear.
It's this ghost business again. Are you sure you can trust the medical examiners?
As far as I know, the doctors on the case were all reputable. There was a Dr. Edison Watts, Dr. Watts' son.
Yes, Mr. Watts?
No, I mean, Watts had a son assisting.
Ah.
There was also a Dr. Yusef Idno, and there was a new man, I didn't get his first name, a Dr. Who.
Actually, who did the first autopsy?
Yes.
I mean the doctor's name.
Who?
The doctor doing the examination.
Who?
The doctor that examined the bodies.
Who did the autopsy?
Don't ask me. I just want to know the doctor's name that did the autopsy.
No. Watts did the second.
I don't know.
He did the third.
Maybe I should call the chief pathologist.
Ah, that would be Dr. No.
No?
Yes.
Yes, what?
No.
Yes, God, I don't hear the patients.
Oh, well, have you tried social media marketing? It could really increase your brand awareness.
Look, what we need, Inspector, is a force of persons that can investigate the situation.
Well, there is the police force.
I've got it. The Baker Street Irregulars. They'll be able to go everywhere and hear everything. They can gather information on the streets and in the back alleys.
Those thieving street urchins.
Hello, Governor. What can I do you for?
Wiggins, where did you come from?
Me mum, as far as I know.
Wiggins, when did you last see Holmes?
Haven't seen his nib since he popped his clogs. Tragedy it was.
We need you and other boys to scour the back streets and report on anything unusual.
I don't trust these ragamuffins. Hey, my wallet is gone!
Wiggins!
Sorry, Inspector. Found it on the streets, I did.
And my watch?
Oh, yeah, found it beside the wallet. How about these French postcards? You want them back as well? Well, be right back with a second half of the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes, brought to you by the makers of Bromo Quinine Cold Tablets. Friends, when you're threatened with a cold, remember this. Bromo Quinine Tablets are made expressly for one thing and one thing only, and that is the relief of colds. Ensure yourself the advantages of specialized medication, and you can be sure the pills are safe and effective because of science. And if you're concerned about side effects, you can read the company's official research reports that are released to the public in the next 75 years. Because who cares more about your health and welfare than a million-dollar multinational drug company run by millionaires who live in mansions, drive expensive cars, have trophy wives, and whose entire opulent lifestyle is dependent on you purchasing this drug for the rest of your life? Under the current FDA Health Act, Bromo Quinine has total immunity from liability and is not responsible for the following: dizziness, nausea, fatigue, constipation, diarrhea, complete hair loss, painful lesions, bleeding from the eyes, leprosy, elephant man disease, insanity, and your penis falling off. We now return to the adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
I simply can't make sense of it. All these actors playing Sherlock Holmes, turning up dead or missing. It's as if someone wants to erase Holmes from existence.
There's a sinister hand at work here.
Oh, Mr. Holmes would know what to do if only he were here.
I am here.
I mean the other Mr. Holmes, Mr. Mycroft.
Yes, of course.
If he were here, he'd probably be dead too, like those poor chaps.
Oh, perhaps the solution lies in someone who knows Holmes better than anyone. Eh, Mycroft?
Don't look at me. My brother had many enemies, but none quite as tenacious as Moriarty. If he were alive, I'd smack him first.
But he isn't alive. Holmes started that himself.
You won't believe it. I've seen me a ghost. It was the bleeding specter of Sherlock Holmes.
What?
I swears it. I followed him down the back streets. Then I saw him coming in the back door.
Are you daft, boy? He's not here.
Well, gentlemen. It's looking like me jig is up. The laddie here is correct.
I'll just remove my disguise.
Watson.
It is I, back from the dead.
What heavens, you're alive! Oh!
Oh, there he goes again.
My word, rather annoying, Sherlock.
Wiggins, fetch the brandy. Come, my boy. No time for drama. We have work to do.
You were dead. You fell off a cliff.
Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I apologize for the shock. I had to maintain the utmost security and secrecy.
Come, Sherlock. Enough of these theatrics. Tell us the story.
It was all part of my plan. I needed the world to believe that I was dead so I could dismantle Moriarty's organization from the shadows.
But how? How did you survive the fall?
Yes. Watson, you never actually saw me fall, did you? Moriarty and I tottered together upon the brink. Luckily, I have studied the Japanese wrestling system of Baritsu.
I believe the word is Baritsu.
I'm sure.
Quiet.
Perhaps I should ask for my money back on those lessons. Needless to say, only one of us went over the falls.
That sounds highly improbable.
But when you have eliminated the improbable, the truth is, no matter how improbable, the truth is possible. The truth must be impossible. Watson, how does that aphorism go?
I think it's accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch onto the affirmative, and don't mess with mystery in between.
Anyway, I immediately went undercover, disguising myself as Gypsy Rose, an exotic dancer.
Really, Holmes?
Indeed, the disguise was impeccable, and the tips were lucrative.
Ingenious as always, Sherlock. But why return now?
And why disguise yourself as Mrs. Hudson?
When I learned that someone was murdering Holmes's? When my doppelgangers were being murdered, I needed to be back at Baker Street. I had concern for your life, Watson, as well as Mrs. Hudson, who I sent on a cruise vacation to remove her from danger. Then I assumed her role here.
But I was devastated. I thought you were gone forever. I feel like a complete fool.
Nonsense, my friend. Besides, why do you think your advances toward Mrs. Hudson failed?
Oh, that's right. I was feeling lovely and honorable.
You could have confided in Scotland Yard.
I couldn't risk it. Moriarty's network is vast and insidious. I had to make sure every trace of me was gone.
You could have sent a message.
Well, I did try, Watson. The postal service is atrocious. Remember that woman who was mailed 2 severed human ears? But it made for a much more dramatic return, don't you think?
Only you, Holmes. Only you. What about Moriarty? Might he have survived?
He's cunning. I wouldn't put it past him. But there's a more pressing matter. There's an imposter murdering innocent people in my name. Someone is trying to erase my legacy by killing off those who portray me. They must be stopped.
But how, Mr. Holmes? What are we to do?
We will protect the impersonators. Unmask this pretender. Lestrade, Wiggins, be ready, for I will contact you shortly as to my stratagem.
You have a plan, Sherlock?
This is a 3-pipe, 4-cigarette... human cigar and a doobie problem. Watson, the needle. Watson, those men didn't die of a heart attack brought on by fear alone. When I examined the bodies, I found a rare toxin almost imperceptible unless one knows what to look for. I wrote a short monograph on it some time ago.
Really? What was it called?
A rare toxin almost imperceptible unless one knows what to look for.
Good title.
I thought so.
So this ghost nonsense was just that?
Precisely. Of course, an anomaly did show up in the autopsy report. But by the time you and Lestrade arrived, they had been doctored, so to speak.
I knew it. I knew one of those doctors was off. So who falsified the autopsy reports?
Yes.
I mean the doctor's name.
Who?
The fraudulent doctor.
Who?
The name of the doctor.
No, Watts was the real doctor.
Oh, right, let's not start again.
A small amount of toxin was also found on the arrow tip that pierced Gillette. It elevated his fear, which prompted him to leave the theater.
Incredible, Holmes. It's good to have you, to be back at your side, following the clues. But why are we outside this foreboding chemical plant, sneaking about in the chill of night with a single torch to light our way?
That's rather overtly explanatory, Watson.
Radio listener?
You see, that unique toxin is only manufactured at this chemical facility.
Holmes, this place is massive. Why not come back in the morning with the police?
It'll be too late then. I just need to find the right building. Aha, footprints.
These footprints, Holmes, they're huge.
There are no gigantic hounds in the city, Watson.
Maybe not, but it seems Bigfoot is just a legend.
Sasquatch.
Because they're tight.
I don't recall the mythical Yeti wore 16 by 13 high-top polyurethane wingtip boots.
I suppose not.
These are obviously clown shoes. He's playing a game with us, Watson.
So, the game is afoot.
Yes, right. The footprints are leading us in this direction, so we will go in the opposite direction. Right, Watson. Listen, I hear voices from inside that warehouse. That voice, I know that voice.
Who is it, Holmes?
It must be him. A criminal mastermind.
Jack the Ripper.
No.
Raffles? Lupin?
No, no.
Mr. Hyde? Fu Manchu? The Joker? The Riddler?
No, no. A criminal so devious, he has made himself virtually invisible.
The Invisible Man. I don't see it.
I'm talking about Napoleon of crime.
Of course. Everyone assumes Napoleon is dead. You've done it again, Holmes.
It's not Napoleon, you twit. I'm talking about Professor Moriarty.
Oh, of course. Professor Moriarty. But he's dead.
So nice to have you back by my side, Watson. I must see what's going in inside. Give me a boost so I can look through that one.
What do you see, Holmes?
It's the remaining actors who have been impersonating me. They're being held hostage. But I can't see Moriarty. Watson, we've got to get in there.
But how?
That service ladder. We'll climb up and enter from the roof.
You're sorry, old man. But my climbing days are over. War wound, you know. My shoulder. Was it my leg? Damn, Jezebel bullet?
Don't you mean Jezebel bullet?
Well, I was shot by my first wife when she caught me in flagrant delicto with my second wife.
No matter. Do you have the revolver?
Right here.
Good. I'll climb up while you go around and try to get in from the front.
But Holmes, if you're going alone, you'll be in extreme danger every minute.
And loving it.
In your honor, gentlemen, this is your swan song. This'll be the final curtain. No more encores. Lights out.
Please don't kill us, Mr. Holmes. We're just actors.
Please, Mr. Holmes, we didn't mean to offend you.
Yeah, we were hired by Scotland Yard to impersonate you.
It's hard to get a decent acting job nowadays.
Well, if you let us go, we will stop doing this straight away. Right, chaps?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've died on stage many times, and I have no desire to experience it in real life.
There can only be one Sherlock Holmes.
I concur, but you are not he.
Blimey! It's another one! Another Sherlock Holmes!
Shut up, you fools! I'm the only Sherlock Holmes.
Me cousin, a Sue cousin.
Very amusing, Mr. Holmes. It seems we find ourselves in a rather compromising situation.
Quite so, Mr. Holmes. What's this? Finger and a knife in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me, Professor Moriarty?
No, Mr. Music Man. No proof of that. Are you mistaken, sir? You have let your emotions and your Moriarty mania cloud your judgment.
Emotions? Ridiculous. I'm a brain. The rest is mere appendix.
Well, then, perhaps an appendectomy is in order.
Move, I have a gun!
Watson, is the apartment? pastor. Shoot him!
My word, Sherlock Holmes! Holmes's. Blast, which one is real?
Indeed, Watson. It appears that we must resolve this matter of authenticity through the only method I trust, deduction.
Agreed. Let us put our deduction to the test, shall we?
Your shoes, Holmes, posed impeccably, lack the subtle scuffs indicative of a man who traverses London streets as I do.
Your shoes are scuffed, Holmes, not from the London streets, but from the coarse gravel of the Dartmoor prison yard.
That small tattoo peeping out from your left cuff, Holmes, indicates membership in a secret society.
The frayed cuff on the edge of your right cuff, Holmes, suggests you've been in a physical altercation with the authorities.
The ink smudge on your right thumb suggests you are left-handed, but have been writing with your non-dominant hand to mask your true nature.
The slight smell of ink on your fingers indicates you have been writing extensive, craftily, falsy documents to manipulate your victims.
You've recently been in close quarters with someone who smokes contraband cigars, the aroma which lingers faintly on your collar.
The discoloration of your collar suggests you were recently in a smoke-filled room planning your next diabolical move.
The slight redness around your eyes suggests days without proper sleep, plagued by the mystery of my existence.
Your eyes have a fleeting look of uncertainty, revealing a rare moment of doubt about facing your equal.
The slight tremor on your left hand, barely noticeable, indicates you've been under stress recently, Holmes.
Your hands have a faint tremor, including withdrawal from a substance. You are not in full control of your faculties, Holmes. I, on the other hand, am always in control.
You can't outdeduce me, Holmes, for I anticipate your malevolent machination.
Yes, stop! This is insufferable. We're going nowhere.
Wiggins!
I got here as soon as I could, Mr. Holmes's? 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 Books! Look who I brought with me, our old mate, Toby.
Riff, 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 riff. Brilliant, Toby. We'll know which one is the real Holmes. Riff, 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 riff. Wiggins, is that a problem with Toby?
What is it, Toby? What is it, boy?
What's he saying?
Apparently there's some bloke named Timmy falling down a well.
We haven't got time for that now.
Go on, Toby. You know who it is. Which one is the real Holmes? Look, he's going for the Holmes on the left.
That's right, Toby. You know who I am.
You mean he's wearing a disguise under his disguise?
Elementary, Lestrade. Remove this Mycroft mask and let's see who we're really dealing with.
Professor Moriarty?
It's as I suspected from the start. It appears you have survived Reichenbach, Moriarty.
As did you, Holmes.
I knew you couldn't resist a theatrical return.
Indeed, Holmes. I returned from the grave to see your legend tarnished.
But you're supposed to be dead!
Did you think I'd let Sherlock Holmes live in peace? If I can't have London, no one can.
I must admit, Moriarty, your survival is impressive. Infuriating, but impressive. How did you achieve it?
That's for me to know, and you to find out. But dear man, I have another plan that you won't be able to stop.
Really?
Yes, this time, Holmes. It's foolproof. You won't see it coming.
We shall see, Moriarty, we shall see.
I just said you won't see it.
I see.
No, you won't.
Won't what?
See.
Don't try to confuse me with Spanish.
You'll have a hard time working your plans from a prison cell, Professor. Come along now.
What's that, Terry? That's not Timmy in the well business again, is it?
No, Watson. It's another curious incident of a dog in the nighttime. But rather than doing nothing, he is doing something. Bravo, Toby! You have smelled what I overlooked.
What is it, Holmes?
This is one for the books, Watson. I was wrong. This man is not Moriarty.
What?
A mask under a mask under a mask. Mind if I do the honors this time, Mr. Holmes? Be my guest, Wolf Wiggins.
Arthur Conan Doyle?
The author?
That's right, laddie, it's me. Easy knee and don't ye forget it. And I'm really playing up me Scottish roots.
Indeed, it seems he has taken a rather active role in his story.
And I would have gotten away with it too, if it weren't for those meddling kids and that stupid dog.
Your plot ends here, Doyle.
The pen is mightier than the sword, Holmes.
My wits are sharper than your pen.
Holmes, you should be dead.
But you brought me back.
I did not know what I was thinking. The constant pressure from the fans was too much for me. You're ruining my reputation as a serious historical novelist. Well, I've written your end once, and I can do it again.
I seriously doubt that. I can never die, you should know that. Here, though the world explode, I will survive, and it is always 1895.
That ain't mine. It's plagiarism, I tell you. I'll see you.
Yes, come on, take it away.
Holmes, this is the last one, right?
Yes.
Well, it looks like you've done it again, and it's so good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Watson, but it is with a heavy heart. There's an east wind coming, Watson.
Sorry, Holmes, it was the blood pudding I had tonight.
let's return to Baker Street, where I bet Mrs. Hudson has a fresh pot of tea waiting.
But she's still on that cruise, you know? It's you who will be making the tea, Mrs. Hudson.
That was a fine story, Doctor. Looks like you got in the last round.
Yes, but I don't often get the upper hand, you know.
Did you and Mr. Holmes jump right back into another case?
Well, as I recall, we arrived back at our lodgings, feeling a bit queer. Holmes took out his clay pipe, and I received a shag from Holmes. And then he began to gaily ejaculate, until we discovered that Mrs. Hudson had indeed returned. So we knocked her up.
Doctor, those expressions have an entirely different meaning today. What story are you planning for next week?
I've decided to relate that singular incident when I met Sherlock Holmes for the very first time. And Holmes had a somewhat dominant encounter with a rather submissive woman.
Sounds intriguing.
I call the story 50 Shades of Scarlet.
Tonight's Sherlock Holmes Adventure was written by Mike Ranieri, music accompanied by Jeff Rosenthal, and starring Gregory Herkel.